93.3 The Biz.
This half hour of the I Work For Him radio broadcast is brought to you by Nepsis. When you invest with clarity, you have better wealth and a better life. Clarity is the single largest challenge keeping investors from achieving more. Visit Nepsis online, nepsiscapital.com.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord.
What if God has more for you at your 9-to-5?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work For Him. Join the I Work For Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Of the I Work For Him Nation and cities around the United States, you've tuned into the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. Hey, welcome to I Work For Him this afternoon, the fastest hour, and it's a Friday afternoon, and we're so excited. Martha and I are so excited. As those of you who are out there fighting the traffic, we just sit back, relax. We got quite a show for you today. But before we get to our guest for today, Martha, why don't you just tell people about our Be the Gift campaign?
Well, you know, it is my favorite time of year. It's Christmas.
It is. We decorated well over a month ago.
Yeah, it's wonderful. But, and you know, the
Christmas
traffic
time
today kind of confirmed that
the
here
tropics.
In Florida, because everybody's coming south, so the traffic was crazy. But so in this season of giving that so many people think about, focus on presents under the tree and things like that, we are in this mode called Be the Gift. And Be the Gift is really an opportunity to remind our listeners and friends that we can be a gift in our workplace by how we serve with excellence, how we love our employees and coworkers, how we do our job as unto the Lord, and then also be the gift to partner with I Work For Him and help us as we get ready to just keep growing this ministry, because there are so many people that need to hear that their work matters, that they have a calling on their life, and that calling is in their workplace.
Just imagine being in a city in another part of the country where you can't hear I Work For Him. Being in another part of the city where you, or the other part of the country where you don't even know about I Work For Him. How about being in a part of a country where you've never even heard that your work mattered to God?
Yeah.
That's what we want to solve. We want to eliminate that, and we want to connect people, help people connect our faith to their work, connect them to Faith and Work Ministries, and connect ministries to each other so that as a team, as the body of Christ, we can reform our country and bring it back to where it started way back when.
That's right. So the Be the Gift campaign is all about a big boost for the year, end of the year. A lot of people are looking at where to give their year-end dollars. And so that is what we are kind of working towards, is a lump sum of $150,000, and then also looking for some monthly supporters, Jim, that will come alongside us for the next 3 years and really just help us get to where God wants us to be.
Please check it out online, iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com. Click on the donate tab or the donate button, or just click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. Join that while you're out there as well. You know, the buzzword in corporate and organizational circles today is culture. The premise is that if we have a positive culture, then you'll have success. And if you have a negative culture, then you'll be on the proverbial struggle bus. But how do you take this idea of a corporate organizational culture and turn it into a kingdom-focused culture that nurtures the competitive advantage of shared identity, empathy, and understanding? We've got Mike and Katie Stollard on the line today. They've written a book all about this called The Connection Culture. I can't wait for you to hear from their hearts. Mike and Katie Stollard, welcome to I Work For Him.
Hi, Jim and Martha.
Well, hi. Glad to be with you.
Well,
we're grateful to have you guys here. And just so our listeners understand, these guys have gotten stuck in a massive traffic jam in New York City today. So they're calling from their mobile studio in New York City. And so we are a national program, and we are on a mobile studio on the freeways in New York City today. So roll down your windows, Mike and Katie, so people can hear the show, okay?
Okay.
Share it with everyone.
Hopefully you won't hear too much of the highways.
Yeah. All right. So we always ask this of every first-time guest on the show. And so, Katie, we'll start with you. How did you become a follower of Jesus?
Okay. How many minutes do I have?
Oh, well, let's just give it the minute version of it.
No, okay. Very fast. So I grew up going to church and being really involved in church. And it was not a certain denomination. It was whatever Protestant church in town had the best choir that my mom could sing in. If you had asked me if I was a Christian, I would have said, well, of course I am. But it, for me, it was really when I got to college, and it was the influence of friends who were Christ followers, who helped me see that there was more to it than just going to church on Sunday and attending events, but that it was a personal relationship, that Scripture was there for you to read, and to that it was a letter and a guide, and that prayer was an everyday thing, not just at night to say the Lord's Prayer before going to sleep. So for me, it was college when it became personal, and it's just kind of taken off since then.
That's great. Thank you for sharing that. And Mike, how about you? How did you become a Christ follower?
Well, I responded to an altar call when I was a little boy at the church we attended in Rockford, Illinois. And then I've just felt throughout my life that God's brought followers of Jesus into my life along the journey that have helped me grow. And it's just been exciting to see how God's opened doors in the work we're doing.
So tell our listeners how you made the connection then. When this faith started growing in you and you've grown in that, how did you connect that to your work? Or did you have an epiphany that helped you to understand that your work and your faith should actually be connected?
Well, it was a couple things, Martha. Number one, I had worked on Wall Street and I was working long hours. I also just started struggling. I didn't realize that I was lonely. I had crowded out time for my family, my friends, my faith. And I also saw that cultures were clashing and mergers. And I eventually left Wall Street and just became interested in, is there a best culture? And it really took me back to biblical principles. So it's been exciting to see how God has just revealed this and opened doors and relationships we've had. And we just came back from teaching a workshop to new leaders at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. Just exciting to see how it really is the principles in the Bible that lead to, and no surprise, that help us thrive, because it's the way we're created.
Right.
All right, so we always love it when we get a husband and wife on the air, and we're talking about today. We're talking today with Mike and Katie Stollard. They've written this book called Connection Culture: The Competitive Advantage of Shared Identity, Empathy, and Understanding at Work. You can check it out online, connectionculture.com, connectionculture.com. And I want to talk about the book, but we always love a little love story, especially on a Friday afternoon. How did the two of you meet? Katie, we want the woman's perspective first, because that's probably the more accurate depiction of the story.
Okay. And it's going to be the longer version with all the details. And, you know, Mike can give you the executive summary, but and I will keep mine short today. But we actually met at church. We did not know each other. When you're meeting somebody, we were standing outside the doors to the sanctuary. It was an August Sunday morning. We were across the lobby from each other, waiting independently for friends. Mike had been to the service. He was going to say hi to somebody and leave, and I was coming to the service, and I was going to sit with a friend, and neither of the friends appeared. And by this time, everybody had gone into the service, the doors closed, and there we were, the two of us. And so Mike walked up and introduced himself, and I could tell that he must be fairly new to the church, and our senior pastor had been really encouraging, you know, be great with visitors and make them feel welcome. And so I kind of turned on my, oh, you must be new, you know, welcoming stance. And we just got into a great conversation, and I remember at the end of it, Mike said, so if I call, and I was working at Tyndale House Publishers at that time, publishers of the Living Bible and many Christian books. So if I call Tyndale House and ask for Katie, I'll get you, right? And I was like, uh-oh, to myself, what have I done?
I did not Tyndale. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry.
Okay. All right. We'll have to talk about that offline. And at the time, I was, dating a great guy who was out of state and not looking to meet anybody new in Illinois. But Mike and I developed this friendship, and the other relationship ended. And Mike and I stepped into this great friendship and knew pretty soon that the Lord had put us together. So how about that for a fairly short version?
That's pretty good. August of what year, Katie?
Okay, I know this answer. 1985.
Wow, because Martha and I met in August of 1984, so August is a great month. All right, nice.
All right,
Mike, what kind of color do you want to add to that story and how you guys met? Really quick.
Well, I think, Katie and I really connected. We both came from families where our parents divorced, and we were the firstborn children in both families. And we got into a conversation, Jim and Martha, about just a sense of protectiveness.
Okay, we're going to hold that. Hold that thought right there. We're going to hear about that conversation when we come back. You're listening to I Work For Him with your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg, as we talk with Mike and Katie Stollard today about their book, Connection Culture. Check it out online, connectionculture.com, connectionculture.com. We'll be right back after these messages. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Yet the world you and I live in doesn't know that. Your workplace is a vital mission field because it's full of people who need Jesus. Join the I Work For Him Nation today and start living with gospel mission intentionality in your workplace. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. Be the difference in your workplace. iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag.
Here's Rick Box, founder of Unconventional Business Network, with today's Integrity Moment.
Tracy, a human resource director, recently called asking about starting a workplace prayer group. This prayer group began as an idea of one of her company's executive team. Tracy recommended that someone other than the senior leader lead the group. In addition, she was considering doing the prayer group offsite during non-work hours while seeking ways to be as inclusive as possible of all employees. Although there are more aggressive approaches, I found that Tracy was working hard to say yes while limiting company risk. Jesus taught in Matthew 10:16, "I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves." The law is still on our side for bringing our faith to work, but it's always wise to be prudent.
To learn more about Unconventional Business Network and doing business God's way, visit unconventionalbusiness.org. That's unconventionalbusiness.org.
In this month where we celebrate thankfulness, Martha and I thank you for tuning into I Work For Him to hear amazing stories of what God is doing in the workplaces of America. Are you grateful to someone in your workplace that's living up their faith? Have you experienced an incredible kingdom experience at a local business? Nominate their story to be heard on the radio. Go to our website and tell us their story. iworkforhim.com. Click on the contact tab. That's iworkforhim.com/contact.
Welcome back to I Work For Him as Martha and I broadcast you out of Tampa Bay today, all over Tampa Bay and all over the First Coast, Jacksonville, St. Augustine, and Folkestone, Georgia. And of course, across the country on iHeartRadio and streaming on I Work For Him 7 times a day, iworkforhim.com. That's iWork, the number 4, him.com. We would love for you to engage with us on our website. Go out there to iworkforhim.com. Consider joining the I Work For Him Nation. If you're going to make an impact on your workplace, it takes intentionality. And that intentionality is aided by joining the I Work For Him Nation. No, it's not a club. It's not something you're going to you will get a gift, a reminder, a daily reminder, a little covenant to sign. But it's all about just becoming intentional by praying for those people that you work alongside, looking for ways to serve them, looking for ways to befriend them, looking for ways to pray with them, but all along being a person of excellence in your workplace. iworkforhim.com. Click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. Martha, today we're talking with Mike and Katie Stollard. They've written this book, Connection Culture, and we were talking about their connection and how they got connected. And Mike was telling us a story. Mike, why don't you pick that story back up again? You and Katie were having this really intense conversation. Pick it up there.
And because we both came from families that went through divorces, and Katie and I were firstborns, we discovered that we had very similar emotions in terms of a sense of protectiveness toward our younger siblings. And I hadn't really spoken with anyone about that before, but there really was a connection there that it was just refreshing to find someone who had been through an experience like that and knew what it felt like.
Right.
Not that it's encouraging to be, you know, connecting up with somebody else who's also been through a really painful divorce, but it is nice to have somebody that's got shared experiences so that you can learn how to together prevent the next divorce and the next generation.
Amen.
All right. So you guys have written this book, Connection Culture, and the underlying terms on it are the competitive advantage. I'm sure my lips are, I rented a pair right on my way into the studio and they're just not working. The competitive advantage of shared identity, shared empathy, and shared understanding at work. Why did you guys write this book? Mike, you start. Because Katie said all the tough questions I had to give to you.
Yeah, we're giving this one to Mike. So we just found, and I saw it in my career, that I'd worked in workplaces that really energized me and workplaces that were draining the life out of me. And I became interested in, is there a best culture? And the typical viewpoint is, well, there really isn't. It depends on what you're trying to do. But I found in our research, we found that's not true. There is a best culture, a culture where people feel a sense of connection to their supervisor, the people they work with, and the people they serve. And that's in contrast to a culture that isolates people, where they feel alone, they don't feel connected to their supervisor, the people they work with, the senior management of the organization. And those disconnections are just very unhealthy. They make us more vulnerable to stress and have an effect on our life and joy. And it's very biblical because it, in a sense, is a reflection of the Trinity that's so connected.
That's interesting. So you were sharing at the beginning of the show that you were, when you were working in Wall Street, you started to feel lonely. And how then, taking that concept, how has connection really affected you personally?
Well, it's been life-changing. It's I didn't feel well. If you asked me, I would not have said I was lonely, but I didn't feel well. And what I didn't understand is I was lonely. I had crowded out time for relationships in my life. And this is a big issue in society today because you see in the research that half of the people are lonely. This is based on research earlier this year by Cigna, the insurance company. So there's a loneliness epidemic in America, and I think it's also a great opportunity for Christians to really reach out to those who are hurting and love them and get to know them and really reflect Christ in their lives.
So, Katie, you know, I know that you say, okay, Mike's going to answer all the hard questions, but it's anybody that's fairly smart understands that men and women connect differently. And a guy can't really write a book on connection, certainly connection culture, without getting the input of a really smart woman. Because women think differently. They connect differently. I mean, two women, you sit them down in a room, they're complete strangers. And two men sit them down in the room, they're complete strangers. The conversation between the men's going to be about football and the weather or some kind of sports or some ridiculous car or something like that. And women are going to they're going to be talking about their firstborn birth or something like that within minutes. Why did you get involved in this project? Why didn't you? You said, well, Mike's the one that handles all the hard questions. Why did you join the project? What was it about connection culture that you wanted to make sure you were part of this?
Ooh, excellent question. I think it may be connecting may be a more natural tendency for women as, and of course, these are generalizations, stereotypical answers, but we are maybe more used to being caregivers and nurturers and helping and serving other people. And I know for Mike, especially in his early days of in being in investment banking, it was about getting the work done, getting the tasks done. I'm going to stay on task. I don't need to really know my colleagues. He's always been a very friendly, helpful guy, but, you know, he doesn't need to know their personal stories. I'm not here to make a best friend. I'm here to get the job done. I think men can compartmentalize more. Mm-hmm. It's a little more natural for them to do that.
You're being very sweet. That is all we do. We have no idea. We are really good at compartmentalizing. That's right.
Trying to be generous. I think with women, you know, we find that thing we have in common, and then there's Martha and I love to decorate for Christmas. Oh, I understand that. Wait, tell me more about that. And when did you put your tree up? And now we're in it,
right,
in the conversation. And it's that kind of relational connection that we would then build on as we're doing some other project together. We have learned how to kind of share ideas and just be in conversation together. So I don't know if I've done a very good job of answering that question. This was something that Mike really immersed himself in, thinking through cultures and seeing that it was all about connection, and decided that he wanted to bring this out to, you know, take it into the world, and so began writing. And I came in on the project as a sounding board and as an editor, and now have the fun of going out and speaking and doing workshops with him. But he's, you know, been the primary person really in the connection world for quite a number of years now.
Yeah, okay, but you say that. Well, I'm just going to stop you there for a second. Okay, but isn't it true, Katie Stollard, that that you are a mom of two daughters, Elizabeth and Sarah, right? Is that right? You have two daughters?
We do.
Okay, and poor Mike was in a house with three women all doing this intricately connected thing all those years. I mean, you have lived the connection culture because women, like I said, are way better at doing the connecting thing. You're also, so you've been a mom to those ladies. How did your wisdom of really witnessing that connection culture, and I don't know if you worked outside of the home or got to raise the girls on your own, I don't know what that was like, but how did that, your experience at home, aid in writing this book?
Well, I think that Mike would tell this story of being the single male, or the only male in the house, and how we would gather as a family for dinner. And my question is, tell me stories. You know, tell me about your day. And we found that just those open-ended questions really brought the girls out. And Mike could give a quick answer and be satisfied that was it. But I think he was surprised at how much detail and color and how the stories would turn. Boy, I think where am I going with this question, this answer? But,
I think that what you're saying is, you know, you realize that in your home there was something unique about women. And so I think much like with Jim and my ministry together, is that as much as we don't even know that we're adding a different dimension, we definitely do. Because in the workplace, there are men and women, and every culture has men and women involved in there. So you do have a unique vantage point, and it's neat that you're there with him. So we're talking today about the book Connection Culture, written by Mike and Katie Stollard. And it's just really, after the break, we'll get into the meat of it. But it's amazing when you think about connection and how lonely so many people are, that you've given you have a resource here that people are going to be able to use.
Hey, Mike, you got a minute. Why don't you describe connection with a workplace, connection in the workplace. What does it look like?
Well, we like to sum it up as vision, value, and voice, Jim and Martha. It's another way to think of it is just a leader who communicates an inspiring vision about serving others, values people, and gives them a voice, connects with them. And that provides it has a profound effect on our bodies. It boosts neurotransmitters and hormones and enzymes that just help us be healthier. It allocates blood, glucose, and oxygen to our bodily systems at levels that maintain good health and help us top of our game in our work. And, like I said, it's all very biblical. You look at Jesus is an example. I always think of Jesus and the Samaritan woman at the well, and just how he connected with her and how surprised she was.
Yeah, that's right. But when we come back, lots more with Mike and Katie Stollard talking connection culture. Check it out online, connectionculture.com.
Jim and I invite you to join us as an I Work For Him partner. We can change our country through our workplaces, and you can help. Christ followers outside of Tampa Bay and the First Coast desperately need to know that their work matters to God. Help us take the message of I Work For Him nationwide. Be one of 367 partners to commit to $100 a month for 3 years. Only 2% of Christ followers in America know and understand their work is a gift from God. Be a gift to the other 98%. Go to iworkforhim.com and click on the Donate Now button and set up your recurring gift, and be one of 367.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Jesus is the answer for the world today, yet the world you and I live in doesn't know that. Your workplace is a vital mission field because it's full of people who need Jesus. Join the I Work For Him Nation today and start living with gospel mission intentionality in your workplace. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag. Be the difference in your workplace. iworkforhim.com and click on the I Work For Him Nation flag.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Back-to-back earthquakes measuring 7.0 and 5.7 rocked buildings and shattered roads Friday morning in Anchorage, sending people running into the streets and briefly triggering a warning to residents in Kodiak to flee to higher ground for fear of a tsunami. The warning was lifted without incident a short time later. There were no immediate reports of any deaths or serious injuries. The U.S. Geological Survey says the first and more powerful quake was centered about 7 miles north of Anchorage, Alaska's largest city, with a population of about 300,000. People ran from their offices or took cover under desks. A large section of road near the Anchorage airport collapsed, marooning a car on a narrow island of pavement surrounded by deep chasms in the concrete. On Wall Street, the Dow by 199 points, the NASDAQ rose 58, the S&P advanced 22, oil down to $50.93 a barrel. This is SRN News.
At Underwoods, we know what it takes to be one of the South's most trusted jewelers. Our reputation was made by carrying the finest quality. I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and we're proud to bring Forevermark diamonds to North Florida. Only 1% of the world's diamonds are eligible to become Forevermark. They're the world's most carefully selected diamonds that you can be proud to give and wear forever. The Forevermark icon invisibly inscribed on each diamond is proof of the Forevermark promise that each diamond is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. Their exceptional beauty is unleashed by the world's finest craftsmen using skill and artistry passed down by generations. Forevermark diamonds benefit the communities from which they're sourced and are individually cared for from the mine to her finger. Underwoods is Jacksonville's authorized Forevermark jeweler, so make the right decision and come by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
This half hour of the I Work For Him show is brought to you by Mark829.com. There are times in everyone's life that the pressures of the world seem to be on our shoulders, when you're at the crossroads and not sure where to turn. If you're crying out, God, please help me, go to Mark829.com.
Welcome back to I Work For Him, as Martha and I have a fast-moving conversation going today with Mike and Katie Stollard. We're talking connection culture. We want you to check it out. Well, we'd love for you to check it out. Please check it out online, connectionculture.com. What is the right way to say that? I know that I've been told I shouldn't say, you should check this out online, but I don't mean like to be like your mom and dad. I just check it out online, connectionculture.com, connectionculture.com. Mike Stollard, right before the break, you were describing what is connection in the workplace really look like, and you said it's vision, value, and voice. It's giving others, serving others, valuing people, and giving them a voice. I love the way you said that. So this connection culture that you write about in the book, the competitive advantage of a shared identity, shared empathy, shared understanding at work, when an organization experiences a connection culture, what happens?
Well, it has five benefits. First of all, it benefits the individual. There's a neuroscientist at UCLA, Matthew Lieberman. Connection is a superpower that makes us smarter, happier, and more productive. but also has benefits to organizations. It people in organizations have that superpower. They also just give their best effort, which we call employee engagement. They align their behavior, which we call strategic alignment. They communicate more, so decision makers have the best information to make optimal decisions, and they engage in creative conversations that fuel innovation. So these are five distinct benefits that add up to a powerful performance advantage.
Okay, that was really a lot. Of course, that was like a five-point sermon in 35 seconds. That was phenomenal. That's where you got to get a copy of the book, ConnectionCulture.com, ConnectionCulture.com. You know, we want to bring you on the air today to talk about the book, but to really talk about connection, because, Mike, isn't it really true that if people can feel connected at work, they feel valued at work, as you said, it gives them a voice, that it changes, it really just changes everything about an organization, and it makes people not want to leave, it makes people want to work harder, and it makes, I mean, you're talking because relationships develop. I mean, this is a real moneymaker, isn't it, creating a connection culture?
It is, and we found that it it energizes an organization. UPC people who are more cooperative, they're more collaborative, it really has a huge impact. And Jim, it applies to families too, and it's very biblical. You can look at examples in the Bible. You think of the Roman Empire was not a connection culture, right? If you didn't obey, you were crucified in the most extreme examples. And the Pharisees, the religious authorities, created a culture of control, which is disconnecting. But Jesus, who led with love, was so connecting and with humility. And that Jesus is just a great example of an individual who cared for people and connected with them. And the great thing with the power of the Holy Spirit, it gives us the ability to make this supernatural connection with people. That's life-changing.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And we're going to get back to the conversation that control is disconnecting, love is connect. Did you say control is disconnecting? What was connecting? I totally didn't write that part. Led by love, then it's connecting. Okay. You've arranged, Mike, for a friend of yours to call into the show today to share a little bit about the connection culture that he's established in his company. Would you introduce our guest?
Yes. So Riley Kiltz. I met Riley when he was the president of the Ignite Ministry on Texas Christian University's campus in Fort Worth, Texas, and just was so impressed with him, with his composure, his heart, his judgment. And then we were out of contact for a number of years. I mentored Riley a bit and helped him develop a culture among his leadership team. And then he left and worked in private equity and has come back and created a really great organization called Kraftwerk Coffee. He's the founder and head of Kraftwerk Coffee, and he can tell you more about it. But it's an organization that really lives out that calling to connect with others in a culture today where many people are struggling with loneliness.
So Riley Kiltz, we want to welcome you to I Work For Him. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Mike, and thank you for the introduction. You're too kind.
All right, so Martha and I, Riley, are, well, he, well, I heard that you gave him $50 in order to say all those really nice things about you.
No. Or maybe a bag of coffee.
Oh, maybe coffee. Oh, yeah, okay. There's a bag of coffee in it for you. Okay. So, Riley, as you, Kraftwerk Coffee in Fort Worth, Texas, is that the only place that's in Fort Worth, Texas, or have you branched off into Dallas, too?
So we have three locations in Fort Worth, and we're opening a fourth in Austin in April of next year.
Austin, well, we go in and out of Austin all the time. We're gonna have to connect up firsthand on that one. All right, so Riley, what did you do to assess the health of the culture in your business in order to make sure that you had developed a connection culture?
Yeah, I think that it was something. So we started Kraftwerk with the ethos of drawing people out of isolation and into community. And flash forward 2 years after the launch, we realized that maybe our company wasn't exactly doing what we wanted it to. And so we started to try to assess that. And Mike has been very helpful in this. But part of it was really creating space for us to listen to our people and being willing, having the humility to admit our failures and the tenacity to fight for something better. It seems very simple just to listen. Mike's developing a lot of cool tools that allow it to be a little bit more streamlined. But providing your team the opportunity to have a voice in the organization has been very important for us to keep a pulse on the connection within our organization.
So Riley, maybe just to help us with the context of what you're working on, tell us about Kraftwerk Coffee.
Yeah.
Is it a coffee shop? Are you making coffee? What are you doing?
Yeah, it's kind of multifaceted. So we are a coffee shop that's open to the public, and we also have a private co-working space where people are able to rent office space on a month-to-month basis for like the freelancer and entrepreneur. So it was really started I was experiencing isolation within the private equity world and traveling a ton, and wanted to create a workspace that made me feel more connected and to the people around me. To where, as the gig economy has more emerged, the freelance economy, people are more geographically uprooted than ever, and that's causing a lot of social challenges. Mm-hmm. There's very high suicide rates and obesity rates in this younger generation that has very little connectivity to the people around them. They have these structures like coffee shops that make them feel connected, but they're actually just alone together. And so we've been trying to create a culture for both sides of our business, both the workspace and the coffee shop, to foster a sense of connection and true community.
And you're doing that with the people that are coming in and partaking in those things, but also with your employees. So you kind of have to balance the culture on both sides.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the most important, what I've learned is the most important is you could focus with the customer to start, but really you need to understand how your team is doing, because mm-hmm. it's impossible for them to give something that they don't have.
Yeah.
And so we've zoned in really hard this year, and this was part of kind of realizing 2 years after we launched that we weren't where we wanted to be, and it was a lot due to not caring for our team in the way they should be cared for, and making sure that they were connected and not experiencing isolation, so that they can draw people out of isolation themselves. And so we've really zoned into creating rhythms for them to be kind of in community with each other.
Hey, we're talking about connection culture today here on I Work For Him. A book that's been written by Mike and Katie Stollard, and we're going to talk with them in a minute, but we're finished up with Riley Kelsey. He's the founder of Kraftwerk Coffee in Fort Worth, Texas. Got a new opening coming up in April 2019 in Austin, Texas, where there's a college university there. They might drink some coffee there. This connection culture, Riley, you said you want to give your people a space to listen. You had to be willing to admit failure, and you had to fight together for something better. When you look at your company, when you did that assessment 2 years in and to where you are today, what's been the market difference when you started developing intentionally this connection culture?
I think that I see just the people within our company and as a result, the people who come into our shop as customers just have a better opportunity to flourish. And so we created certain rhythms for them to be in relationship with each other. For example, just shutting down our shop once a month to give our staff the opportunity to be with each other, to work on some team dynamics. And also allowing our managers to take our baristas out to lunch on a weekly basis so that they're in relationship with one another. And then I've seen you end up not having to train as hand-holding your staff through everything. When they're just experiencing connection and community, they are in a place where they can give it to the city of Fort Worth. And so we've been seeing really cool stuff happen. We've had multiple customers come to the Lord through some of the work of the believers within our space. We're not a Christian company. I don't think that actually exists. I think that people are Christians and companies create structures for the Spirit to do work. And so I think that there's individuals within our space who are believers who have just really pursued our customers or our staff members very intentionally. And as a result, there's been some incredible fruit, especially in the last year from that.
Amen. That's awesome.
Another tweetable tweet right there from Riley Kills.
Powerful thing.
Companies create structures to be able to facilitate the gospel. I loved that. That's not exactly what you said, but that's all. You said it so fast, I couldn't write it all down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so bottom line it for me. Has this impacted your profitability by developing a connection culture? Have you seen an impact on profitability?
So there has been an impact. So we have three shops, and each one's been a little bit different. There was one that was kind of burning, I would say, going on fumes, and was highly profitable, but was just had no more gas left in the tank because of how kind of torn down our people were, how burnt out our people were. And so that shop has taken a step back, but is, I believe, is positioned in very well for 2019 to deliver on profitability. And then the other shops were a little bit more green, and so they had the opportunity to step right into it, and we have seen increased profitability there.
And has it increased your retention of people?
Our retention of people is honestly just insane for F&B. We have only lost one person quitting over 3 years at our company. Everyone else has related to something wrong with employment. Right. Everyone else, it's either been like a move or, you know, going to school full time.
That's
and so
unbelievable.
We have incredible retention rates. I really do give credit to just the team choosing to step into it. And I mean, you give them the structure, but they, at the end of the day, like, they're following through.
Riley Kills, thank you so much for calling into I Work For Him today. Thanks for sharing a little bit of the Kraftwerk Coffee story. Check them out online, kraftwerkcoffeeco.com. Thank you, Riley.
Thanks, Jim.
We'll be right back with Mike and Katie Stollard. Wait till you hear we talk about loneliness. You listen to I Work For Him with your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We'll be right back.
Jim and I are so thankful for you today. Your prayers, calls, and financial support over the last 5.5 years are reasons we are truly grateful. If you know of a business person that is living out their faith in their work, we want to cover their story. Please call the listener line and tell us about them at 866-713-9675. That's 866-713-WORK. May your month be filled with gratitude and thankfulness. That's 866-713-9675.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Jim and I ask you to join us in our radio mission of encouraging Christ followers to live out their faith in their work. Consider making a generous donation to I Work For Him as part of your year-end giving. This will act as a down payment for Kingdom Work for 2019. Our desire is to expand I Work For Him all across our wonderful nation. We need your partnership. Please join Jim and I to spread the message of I Work For Him. Go out to iworkforhim.com and click on the donate tab. That's iworkforhim.com. Click on the donate tab.
Welcome back to I Work For Him. I can't believe the show's 3/4 of the way done. We're talking today with Mike and Katie Stollard about their book, Connection Culture. Check them out online. ConnectionCulture.com, ConnectionCulture.com. In fact, we're going to give away a copy of this book today. Apparently, I've got to pay 50% for the book, but I'm going to still give it away. So the book is Connection Culture. Call into the listener line, 866-713-9675, 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK. No matter when you're listening, all different 7 times a day when we broadcast the show and then we podcast it, if you'd like to get a copy of Connection Culture, call in. We will choose a caller later on today. Martha.
I just want to remind our people that if they don't remember that phone number, they can go to iworkforhim.com and we have a contact page and they can connect with us that way. Also list the phone number there. So we don't want people to think, if I couldn't write it down, I have no other option.
So program it in. It
connect with us on our website.
You should program in the number.
You should.
Okay, Mike and Katie Stollard, I really appreciate you letting Riley share that story. That was really generous of you guys. What a great example of a business owner, a business leader, an organizational leader just saying, hey, things aren't what we want them to be. We got to stop and just figure it out and look at it. Now, Mike, you've been working alongside Riley. What's been the most fun part of working alongside Kraftwerk Coffee?
Well, it's been exciting, Jim, to see how Riley has taken what we've talked about for years back when he was a student leader at TCU. And really, you know, number one, it was part of his decision to leave the culture he was in because it wasn't the type of culture that he knew that was healthy. And then secondly, to go beyond that and create a new organization as an entrepreneur that's now growing that really embodies these concepts of humbly loving and serving others. And it's just really exciting for me to see some young people that we started mentoring at TCU are now bringing this into their occupations.
All right, so I love the way you summarize all of that, and what I love the fact is that this Connection Culture book, it will work no matter what the organization is, because it's all about connection. It's what Jesus demonstrated as he walked the pathways of the Middle East. He was a connector. Everything was about connection. He was all about shared identity, shared empathy, and shared understanding in his work as he walked through the marketplaces all over Israel. Talk to me about loneliness. I want to end. This is one of those things. And Katie, I want you to jump in there. You've gotten a break. I gave you a break. I want it noted that I gave you a break. But I want you to jump in here, Katie, because this is something that both men and women really experience. But loneliness has really become an epidemic in our country. Why is that?
Well, Katie's signaling me to.
Nice.
I have a few ideas.
Yeah. So, well, you know, it's a number of factors. It's you know, after World War II, families spread out more. It was not unusual right after World War II that you'd have three generations living together. Now we have the highest percentage of single person homes in U.S. history, and it's not just in the U.S. It's actually worldwide as well. In places like we are, half the people in Manhattan live alone. And it's about 28% of the household nationwide. So that's one of the factors. And, of course, a big factor is we're also just spending more time engaging with technologies and less time engaging face-to-face. So those are things. And I think as Christians, we have to realize that Satan wants to isolate us because when we're alone, we're vulnerable to temptation. The Satan isolates us, the Lord unites us. And that's what really gives us, when we're connected to the Lord and to each other, the power of the Holy Spirit helps protect us from temptation. And also, when you look at Jesus' prayer in John 17, verses 20 through 23, he prays for us as believers to be connected to him and to each other. And when people see that supernatural love, they know that God exists and that Jesus and that God loves them as he loves Jesus, as Jesus says in that prayer. So it's all very powerful. It really comes down to the supernatural connection that's empowered by the Holy Spirit.
So how does that translate into the workplace? As far as, I mean, you've stated that I cannot believe half of Manhattan lives alone. That just blows my mind. But if that's the case, then how does that translate into this culture? That do people bring the loneliness with them?
I was just going to say that, Martha, that we have this connection deficit. Now, there's this sense of, well, we have all this social media and ways that we are connected, and through Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all these things that are millennials and Gen Z are doing. And yes, that is a connection, but it tends to be a superficial connection mm-hmm. and not always our authentic selves. And the more time that we spend in front of a screen, the less time we are face-to-face relating and really doing life together. So when you think about our colleagues coming to work with a connection deficit, they may be surrounded by people and even in a great family, but still lonely if they are not, you know, doing life with other people in connection. So we have an opportunity in the workplace to bring love and bring a support system and nurture and care for people. And of course, we have to do that, you know, carefully and appropriately in the workplace. But in the ways that we can communicate, you know, I see you, I'm interested in you, I care about you, I want to hear your stories, that helps to draw people out and to, you know, get them talking. And Mike likes to say to people, never worry alone.
Those are great. Those are great words. All right. So we're talking about Mike and Katie Stollard. They've written this book, Connection Culture. Check it out online, connectionculture.com, connectionculture.com. You can get a copy of this book today by calling the listener line, 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK. All right. I want to bring about solutions here, Mike and Katie. How can the church, the greater body of Christ that's out there roaming the planet, how can we bring an end to loneliness? What's Give me some steps that our listeners, that we can all do together. Mike, give me steps one and two. Katie, you get steps three and four. Go.
Well, number one, by being in the Word, we're empowered by the Holy Spirit to be connectors, and that produces the fruit of the Spirit. You know, you think of that, love, joy, peace, patience, all those things that are enlisted in the ninefold fruit of the Spirit work together to help us become better connectors in our environment. Then also, we can just learn from one another, having mentors in our lives who help us see our blind spots and help us become better connectors, in other words, grow in Christ-like character. That also has a huge impact. And I've been especially grateful to be in an amazing men's Bible study on Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. till noon in Greenwich, Connecticut, with a lot of my brothers in our church. And we just, it's a group that really loves each other, and it helps to pray for each other and share our prayer requests and be in the Word. And I know those guys have my back, and I've had that other times in life, but this group is really powerful. And to have that, I think everybody ought to have something like that, where they can process their life experiences each week and have people that they're praying for and that are praying for them.
So Katie, what are some perspectives from you of ways that we can help eliminate loneliness in our workplace?
Right. I know I was thinking very fast. What are my steps going to be that I'm going to offer? And I think part of it is just being, you know, having our heads up and our eyes out and looking for the person who may not be sitting with somebody in the lunchroom or maybe just reverting to his or her cell phone and not engaging in conversation with the group. If we can be that person who comes alongside, and maybe there's some open-ended questions that you want to have kind of tucked up your sleeve for when you're in a moment where it can be like, I want to engage this person in conversation, try to draw him or her out. You know, what are your interests outside of work? Are you reading a great book? You know, what fires you up? What, you know, if we can find something to begin to get that person talking, begin to build that bridge of connection. So that would be one thing, just to be, you know, we are Christ's ambassador everywhere that we go. So to be really looking, and it's so easy to think about the things that we have to get done, our to-do list, but relationships and people are what we should be about.
That's right.
And Mike, there's so many great stories in your book about companies that have been turned around because of connection culture. You got a great story in there about Southwest Airlines, about Ford Motor Company, about Xerox, about Boeing, about Tata, the company Tata. I mean, and these companies were turned around because of the development of a connection culture, or they were developed in a connection culture. Lots of great stories in the book, Connection Culture. Check it out online, connectionculture.com. Mike and Katie Stollard, thank you so much for being on I Work For Him this afternoon.
Thank you, Jim and Martha. We enjoyed chatting.
Yeah, thank you both so much for the work you're doing.
It's great to have you on. Maybe one day we're in Connecticut, we'll stop by Greenwich on our way north.
We would love that.
But thank you guys so much. Check Mike and Katie out online, connectionculture.com, connectionculture.com. You've been listening to I Work For Him with your host, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We're Christ followers. Our workplace, it's our mission field, but ultimately, I work for him.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600 WZNZ, Atlantic Beach, Jacksonville.
Come register to win a new 18 Chevrolet Crew Cab Silverado.
It's midnight black and it's hot. It's a V8 with navigation and tons of goodies. We'll give it away free to some lucky person at 5 o'clock on New Year's Eve. Register at Woody Folsom Automotive. Better get to Baxley and sign up.
Employees and ad associates not eligible. No purchase required. We're dealing 19 Chevy Equinox LTs at up to 13% off MSRP.
0% for 72 months on all 18 Silverados. Select GMC Sierras and 18 Buick Encores when you finance with GMF.
Do an 18 Silverado or Sierra SLT at up to $12,000 off MSRP. Woo! Or choose 0 for 72 on Sierra when you finance with GMF. Ask about our free lifetime powertrain warranty. Good on most new and used vehicles. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. WoodyFolsom.com is Woody Folsom Automotive. Find new roads. Better get to Baxley and sign up to win that new Chevy truck.
Boogity boogity, baby.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialist on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.